1-800-449-8686. And it's the Phil Henry Show here. By the way, the government cannot penalize California doctors who recommend marijuana for medical purposes under the state's voter-approved medical marijuana law by revoking their licenses. So basically, the federals got in on this. Jeff Dowder is with us. And, you know, we've had Jeff on to talk about the Proposition 215, which was a California proposition voted in that said medical marijuana use is legal. Jeff's also the drummer with the band Dark Horse. And you are a medical marijuana advocate, Jeff, I know, from the standpoint of medical uses. You're calling us from where? From your car right now?
That's right, Phil. I'm in my car right now on my way to a gig in the South Bay, which we're very happy to have. Dark Horse is going to be playing Mr. Booze tonight. We're doing two sets, and I want to say that I want the federal judge that overruled the lower court and said that you can prescribe marijuana for medical reasons. That is so awesome. I also want to say that you can't overrule the people of the state of California if that happened.
What do you mean you can't overrule the people of the state of California?
Well, I mean, for starters, you can't overrule the will of the people. And when you have medical marijuana pain, which I have...
Now, you smoke marijuana, Jeff, and you get a prescription for marijuana because of pain?
I do. I don't have it. I don't have a prescription, but I do have pain, and I do use marijuana for medical prescription reasons. And
what do you suffer from medically?
Excuse me?
What do you suffer from medically?
I have chronic fatigue syndrome. I've had chronic fatigue syndrome now for 2 years, and I also have ADD, which is attention disorder, and I have stabbing pains from attention disorder. I also have had this disease since 19, probably within the last, from either 1994 or 1991, I've had the disease since then.
And let me ask you something, man. I'm going to come right out and ask you this, okay?
Yeah.
Do you smoke dope for party purposes?
Well, I'm not going to say that I do, but I won't say that I don't. My number one priority is to promote healing, and this is a celebration of the healing, Phil, that we're going to be having.
All right, the celebration of the healing, I know, is coming up. It's a 3-day event, and it promotes medical marijuana use.
That is correct. Celebration of the healing is a 3-day event. It's going to be coming up 2 weekends from today.
Where's it going to be held?
Okay, right now I'm not sure. It's either going to be in Long Beach or in San Dimas. One of the two.
Who is going to be there? You've got at least some kind of a tentative lineup?
Yeah. Well, we'd like to have, and we're hoping, Pearl Jam, Stone Temple Pilots, and the Who are out on tour. It's going to be awesome if we can get the Who. Rage Against the Machine, possibly. John Mellencamp and Jessica Simpson and maybe Korn.
Okay, the lineup that you're going to... You say you might have Pearl Jam, Stone Temple Pilots...
Cypress Hill, you know, Sparking Up the Owl, Serious Sparkage, what they do.
So let me get Cypress Hill, Jessica Simpson, Korn, John Cougar Mellencamp, Stone Temple Pilots, Pearl Jam, and Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah.
Do you have them nailed down?
Not yet, but I'm working on it. I've placed calls to all of their managers, and I am very much hoping that they will call back and say yes, because this would be awesome, man.
All right, tell me about celebrating the healing.
Celebrating the healing, basically, and also my band Dark Horse is going to...
Okay, I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, Dark Horse... If I'm not in too much pain. If I'm in pain, then we're not going to play the gig. But I do smoke owl for those reasons. But if I'm in pain, we won't show up.
All right, tell me about celebrating the healing.
Celebrating the healing, we're trying to get people to get behind medical marijuana usage and sparkage, and also to spark it, smoke it, roll it some more, and spark it some more. Okay.
I'm not familiar.
Okay. We want them to spark, roll, spark yet again, and then...
Well, what does all of that mean, man? Are you talking about using it for medical...
Right, using it for... As a matter of fact, Phil, Dark Horse And I know that Mike Schaefer, your producer, said for me to get my drum kit out.
Well, we wanted to know some of the songs that you guys are going to be doing for celebrating the healing to promote medical marijuana use. And
also, a lot of people who don't live in California where you don't have medical marijuana usage and the sparkage is not yet of a legitimate variety, you'll want to be scoping in on what's going down in California on Celebrate the Healing. And a lot of old people get diseases like glaucoma, cancerous stuff, Alzheimer's, emphysema, incontinence, and also paralysis. And I think the sparkage is going to help out.
Okay, what you have a song from Dark Horse.
Yeah, this is called Celebrate the Healing. It's a tune that we wrote. I wrote it along with Toby Bowe, our bass player, and Snuffy Davis, who is our lead guitarist. And they're not with me right now. Just can I play it?
Well, if you've got your drum kit, go ahead.
I do have my drum kit. Here goes. It's a ballad, Phil.
I got it. Go ahead.
1, 2, 3. Celebrate the healing. That's an extended drum solo.
And then wait a second. So you start off with Celebrate the Healing and then you go into a drum solo?
Yeah. I think it's revolutionary.
All right. So hold on for a minute. I hope to God you're on a drum pad in your car.
I pull it off, Phil, yeah.
Okay, you've stopped your car.
Yes, I did, man. I'm not driving and drumming.
Okay. So Celebrate the...
Yeah, Celebrate the Healing and Launch. Celebrate the... Celebrate the Healing... is for people to... 1, 2...
Well, you're making me nervous, man. Either stop the car...
Car stop, man.
All right. You don't need to be doing any bong hits while you're talking to me, which you're doing right now, right?
Hold on. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's how it goes, man. Just an extended drum solo, starts off with Celebrate the Healing, drum solo, and then I'm healed.
From marijuana?
From medical uses of marijuana, yeah. So, you know.
Okay.
What?
Nothing. 1-800-449-8686. Medical marijuana advocate Jeff Dowder is on the line with us. I got a headache, and I'm really worried about him driving or whatever he's doing, have him pull off the road, because I know he's on his way to a gig, and he's hitting a drum pad there. He's promoting something called Celebrate the Healing, promoting medical marijuana use. It's going to be coming up 2 weekends from today. They don't have any bands firmed up yet, and they don't know where they're going to have it, but he said it'll either be in Long Beach or San Dimas, one of those two places. And it's basically to promote medical marijuana use and also to promote the use of medical marijuana usage outside of California. We have Proposition 215 in this state, and we have a legal right to use marijuana for medical purposes. Mr. Dowder says that he uses it for two conditions, chronic fatigue syndrome and attention deficit disorder, from which he suffered severe stabbing pains, he says, for the last couple of years. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. 1-800-449-8686. And you're listening to The Phil Hendry Show. One 800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, talking about the medical uses for marijuana with Jeff Dowder, who's with the band Dark Horse, is an advocate of medical usage for marijuana, and is also with the band Dark Horse, and the big concert celebrating the healing, which is coming up in a couple of weekends to celebrate marijuana use, right?
Medical use of marijuana. That's correct.
Okay, and you've written a song called Celebrate the Healing, which we've heard, and...
Yeah, no, I'd also like to do a few more songs for you, Phil. You know, my drumming style, I think, is very unorthodox, but it's also very much a part of modern music, musicology and methodology. And,
it's kind of fun for us to sort of just get into a percussive mood here as we move forward. As we do a lot of things with cancer patients, and drumming's one, believe it or not. Mickey Hart helps a lot of people use drums. And
you give drums to cancer patients?
Yeah, it helps them, motivates them, gets a little of the endorphins going like that. You know, you can just do, hold on for a second, you know. 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah, 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 yeah. You know, just like that, man. You just go, man. 1, 2, 3, 4. A lot of that's very unorthodox, and it,
what was that?
That's a jazz rhythm. That's basically a 5/4 time thing. Very unorthodox.
All right, 1-800-449-8686.
Wait, I don't understand.
It's fine, man. It's hard for me to hear because I know you're on a car phone out there. San Antonio on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I'm listening to this guy, and it sounds.
Are you a musician?
Am I a musician?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, actually, I am a musician.
What do you play?
I play guitar, bass, violin, and piano.
Cool.
Thanks. Anyway, this Celebrate the Healing, is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's a concert. It's a three-day event out in a field near Long Beach, California, or in a field near San Dimas, and we should have some pretty good bands out there.
Well, you know, I mean, to me, this just sounds like an excuse to get stoned, man.
No, man. Medical marijuana usage has been promoted in the state of California on account of I have chronic fatigue syndrome and also attention deficit disorder.
All right, now wait. Okay, chronic fatigue syndrome, meaning you get tired a lot?
That's a lot. Yeah, a lot of that.
Okay, so you take marijuana to keep from getting tired a lot?
I take marijuana to open my eyes to the world around me and not to be bummed out by it.
Oh, okay. Because
chronic
fatigue
syndrome, you're just bummed, you know, you're totally bummed on everything you see.
Yeah, I had the same thought. You'd get tired smoking pot, don't you?
Yeah, I do, but I don't care about it, you know. I feel better.
But how does that help chronic fatigue syndrome? I mean, that
because you're not depressed about getting tired. You're like, I'm getting tired because I'm stoned, so now I know why I'm tired. Not like I got a disease and I don't know why I'm tired. What is this, man, 20 questions? Where do you stand on medical marijuana usage?
Well, okay.
You're a musician, man. You play guitar?
I play guitar.
Okay, check this out. 1, 2, 3. Celebrate
hey,
the healing!
Man, playing the same thing over and over, dude, on your steering wheel, whatever it is.
No, man, I got my drum pad with me. I do not have my drum kit, so I just got a pad.
But, you know, you say you've got ADD, right?
I do, yeah.
Attention deficit disorder.
That's correct, yes, sir.
Okay, well, I've got ADD, and I don't understand how...
You take medication for it?
I used to. I'm over it now.
Okay.
I mean,
you could have been sparking up owl all that time, man, instead of taking some lame drug your mom gave you.
Man, I did marijuana. I did every drug known to man, but you know, I don't see, you know, you're coming on and you're talking about the medical uses for marijuana to help chronic fatigue syndrome.
I'm healed!
That tune, Celebrate the Healing, has got exactly five words.
That's right, Phil. Five words. Celebrate the healing and I'm healed. And the rest of it's stone drum solo. When's the last time you heard a drum solo, dude?
Yeah, have I heard a drum solo or?
What?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, man, I'm talking to you. You're the musician. You know,
I hear a drum solo every time I put in a CD, man. I mean, it's...
Dude, the last time I heard a drum solo was Toad by Cream, and that's back in 1864. So, you know...
All right, sir, thank you for your call. We've got to move on with some more phone calls as we talk about Celebrate the Healing, which is medical marijuana use here in California. Shirts, Texas, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Texas is gone. All right, so Celebrate the Healing is something that is going to be happening in two weekends, and that is a group of bands that are going to be out near San Dimas, but you don't know where?
No, right now, I know it'll be either San Dimas, Long Beach, or Hawthorne. And I know...
Well, where, man? I mean...
I don't know yet, man.
And which bands are going to be... You say Pearl Jam?
We don't have them nailed down yet, but we may get Korn...
Yeah, you may get Korn, you may get the Beatles, right?
No, man, we can't get the Beatles because one of them's dead, man. You know, a lot of the things you're saying is unfair. And we support...
I'm not saying anything that's unfair. I'm just wondering if you've got any bands nailed down.
Yeah, Dark Horse is going to be there.
All right, so your band.
That's right. We know my band will be there.
Unless you're in pain?
Yes, sir, unless I am in pain. Because of my attention deficit disorder, I get sharp, stabbing pain through... and I don't want to be offensive or nothing, but I do get rectal pain, and I do have some heartburn. And
you're pretty sure that's from attention deficit disorder?
Yes, sir.
Like, maybe it's not from...
What? Somebody said it was from eating hot salsa. I can't figure that.
Well, you know what? I was just about to say that. Eating hot salsa can do the exact same thing, sharp pains through the chest and rectal burn.
But then someone also told me it could be attention deficit disorder, so I don't know. Hey, check this out, man.
Let's hold on. 1-800-449-8686.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ow! Okay, man. That is an art piece. And that's called rectal burn. And I...
You wrote that when you had...
I wrote it after I had attention deficit disorder. And,
well, what was that, man? It was just you screaming.
Yeah, it's a very, it's a thematic, it's an art piece, okay? It's a, what you call, I don't know, like a performance art.
So you banged on the drum kit twice and you screamed.
That's correct. Yes, sir, I did. Yes, sir, I did.
All right, so you do a lot of strange stuff, man. You're like...
I'm like Velvet Underground.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686.
Or Robert Fripp.
Here is Wichita on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, Wichita?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm scared to death that this guy's going to... Please don't make any appearances in Wichita, Kansas, because we don't want you down here.
I never planned
fatigue.
On being in Wichita, Kansas,
good deal,
man.
Because I have chronic fatigue.
The closest that we'll get to Wichita is St. Louis,
good
and we're going to be there November 4th through the 8th at the... it's a bar called the Dung Heap, believe it or not.
Hey, don't pass through here, okay, on your way.
Hey, man, I may want to stop off and take a leak.
Do you know Kid Chris?
Never did show, but guess what? We dumped it, dumbass.
Okay. 1-800, what is this all about? 1-800-449-8686. What was that?
He was just talking about some lame ass in Wichita.
All right, so you're going to be in St. Louis at the Dung Heap.
Yeah, that's going to be on the 3rd, 4th, and 5th of November. We're going to be playing in New Orleans. That'll be at the Den of Iniquity on the 5th, 6th, and 7th of November. And then on the 6th, 7th, of 8th, and 8th of November, we're going to be in Miami. And then on the 8th of November, we're also going to be in Chicago. So
you're playing like two sets in different cities?
Yeah, we're going all over the place. It's the way I booked it, man. And the reason why I booked it that way is because I smoked too much dope because of my attention deficit disorder. If I didn't have to smoke so much pot, I could book a tour for us that made some kind of sense. And unfortunately, Phil, I can't do that.
All right. Well, Jeff, I certainly hope that you somehow are able to find your way back to a place where you're not experiencing pain. We're looking forward to Celebrate the Healing, which will be sometime in two weekends.
At a if we can, like, I don't know.
At some place.
Hawthorne.
Yeah, Hawthorne, Long Beach, or San Dimas.
Right.
All right, and when you do that, man, you let us know?
I'll let you know, Phil. It'll definitely be solid.
Okay, here is Nebraska on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, if you got this guy in there, if he's trying to promote medical use of
marijuana,
it, then maybe he should be using it for medical use, not what's causing his disorder.
I'm using it for medical use.
You got a prescription?
I'm using it for medical usages.
Well, yeah, but you don't have a prescription. You don't even know what you've got. You said you don't have a clue. You haven't been to a doctor.
No, I know I got attention deficit disorder.
From smoking?
No.
Well, I think somebody that
smoking
has a medical,
dope doesn't give you rectal burn.
Well, hard telling what else you're doing. But the thing is, somebody that needs it for medical reason, great.
Right.
But with somebody on like you promoting it, it makes it sound worse.
Okay. 1-800. What? Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Here is Kansas City. Hello.
Yes. Hi. I was calling because I'm just totally not understanding where this guy's coming from. He's totally going to take this and move it the opposite direction. Right now, my mom suffers from very painful lymphoma, and she's been getting marijuana illegally because it's not legally available for use in the state she lives in.
Can you hold on for a second, Mr. Dowder?
Yes, sir.
Are you smoking pot right now?
I am because I have some pain. I'm having some pain.
All right, go ahead, sir, in Kansas City.
Oh, man. He's smoking it recreationally, Phil, and it's ridiculous.
No,
because
I'm not.
He's going to keep people from being able to get laws passed in their state that really need this stuff to manage pain.
You know, some
people with cancer.
Yeah, that's what I said. And I also have pain, too.
Well, your pain is mental, buddy. It's because you don't know how to deal with life. You need to go see a psychologist or a psychiatrist. They have stuff that you've got already. It's called Ritalin.
Why do you think I can't deal with life?
You need to go get some Ritalin. Is what you need.
Why?
That's 30 milligrams of Ritalin will take care of your attention.
That's what they give kids. That's what they give kids who have attention deficit disorder. They give them Ritalin.
That's correct.
No, I don't like it. It's speed.
That's correct, but it also acts in a different way and helps things slow down for people that have your problem. But
my
mom, who are really sick,
right,
from being able to use pot legally.
I'm totally in support of your mom, and I'm totally in support of people who are in pain. That's why we're having Celebrate the Healing. Okay, it's a 3-day concert. You know, we're going to get people out there who are in favor of medical marijuana use, okay? And we wrote a song about it.
And you're going to play at the Bunghole in St. Louis, is that right?
It's called the Dung Heap.
It's Dung Heap.
The Bunghole's, right. The Bunghole's in Kansas City. Well, actually, no, it's in Wichita. I forgot. Okay? But what about my fatigue? And what about that?
Yeah, look, this guy's mom has pain. She has cancer. She's the one that needs this stuff. ADD, attention deficit disorder. And what's the other disease you've got?
I have chronic fatigue syndrome.
You don't smoke dope, okay, to get rid of either one of those. Thank you, sir, for your call. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, let me just do the...
I heard the song.
Let me do it again. Hold on. 1, 2, 3. Celebrate the healing!
Oh, man.
I'm healed! How about that?
That's awesome, dude.
That's jazz drumming.
Got it. Thanks for your call, okay?
Whatever.
Hey, next time I want to talk about medical marijuana use, get me a guy that hasn't been just smoking plant after plant of it before he comes on the air. That's like I said the last hour. If you ever really want to find out about the history of your politicians, for instance, ask them if they ever dropped acid. Okay, it's Phil Henry Show here at 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. And somebody else had called in earlier about Bobby Knight and, you know, how they think he was set up by a local talk show host in Bloomington. I didn't even know that this kid that apparently he grabbed was the son or the stepson of a local talk show host, which does sound, you know, a little strange, but nonetheless... Hey, you know what? As a talk show host, maybe I'd have my kid go out and beat somebody up just to try to get a little notoriety for myself. Why not? There's nothing wrong with that. And we also had a, speaking of Wichita, they had a talk show host out there trying to get publicity for himself, getting busted at like pro-life demonstrations, all of that jive ass. They had to take every last one of us and shoot us. Talk show hosts. You know, I was talking about how basketball coaches and football coaches basically suck and don't deserve one-third of the attention or adulation that they get. And next on that list are guys that do talk shows, TV or radio. Because you talk about a big bag of hot air, man. Each and every one of us. Who's winning this Jets game, by the way? Oh, God, the Jets are ahead 7-3 over New England. And ever since they went back to those old-style helmets, man, I think they're much better. And by the way, Dennis Miller is doing a great job. Too bad he's going to last the season. I think the guy is funnier than hell. I just don't think anybody knows what the hell it is he's talking about. And Al Michaels is at the top of that list. And Dan Fouts may be a very, very intelligent guy and may have a lot of great points to make, but who's listening to him anyway, right? I don't even know it's him talking. Well, I got DirecTV, and I dialed all over the place looking at all the different games this past weekend. I got the Baltimore-Jacksonville game, which was fantastic. I got the San Diego-New Orleans game, which was not too bad. I got the St. Louis game because I was on network television. Every single solitary game. All of the guys that they got. You know that they got a black guy doing play-by-play now? I think Fox hired him. Leave it to Fox. That Raider game was good. Could you believe that? They have a black guy doing play-by-play. Not the color commentary and not the colored commentary. He's doing the play-by-play. Now, when's the last time, other than Bryant Gumbel or Greg Gumbel, when's the last time you saw that? So that's groundbreaking. That's revolutionary. Then I went along the line, and there's another Albert. There's Kenny Albert now. Is he like a great-great-grandson or something? How is he related to Marv Albert? Is he, I don't know what he is to him. How many of those guys are there? Will there ever be an end to the Alberts doing sports? Marv, Kenny, Steve, Jack, Eddie, Curly, Mo, Larry. How many of those guys are there? Then I flipped over to another game, and there's Dick Stockton. Man, that guy doesn't look a day older than he was 10 years ago. And I look at Dick, your hair is red, but it ain't that red, okay? Lay off that Grecian formula. And by the way, Grecian formula plus hair plugs, it looks like an oriental rug. Anyway, Dick was doing a game, and then who else did I say? Oh, yeah, Dan Dierdorf, man. Remember him on Monday Night Football? Now the guy is doing, he's got some color commentary gig for CBS. God, how the mighty have fallen. He used to be the third man in the booth doing the Rose Parade, big time at ABC. Now the guy's just doing a regional game on CBS. Then he got pushed out of there because Al Michaels is so brilliant. He needs to be surrounded by brilliance. So they put Boomer Esiason with him, and now they got Dennis Miller with him. Man, pretty soon they're going to figure out that Al's the problem in that booth. Not Boomer and not whoever the hell else they got. Dennis Miller and not Dan Fouts and not Frank Gifford and not Howard Cosell and not Fred the Hammer Williamson and not O.J. Simpson. Nobody else. The real problem in the booth, Al Michaels. You suck. Let me just say this because nobody else in America has ever said this. Al Michaels sucks. You are just a droning, boring guy, man, and you ain't even funny, so quit it with the comebacks with Miller, okay? Just call a freaking game. God, I wish I was the executive producer. I'd walk into that booth, you, with the wonk eye. You notice how one eyeball on him kind of turns in? First of all, get your eye fixed. Secondly, you suck. Number three, I'm bringing back Gifford. Number four, I think Dierdorf is fantastic. Number five, you make too much money. And number six, I'll think of it. You make enough money, get your eye fixed. Oh, Al Michaels, he's a great broadcast professional, and he's so... No, he isn't. He's okay. He's no better than Bob Costas, who isn't all that great. He's got that nice dulcet rhythm like John Miller. He's got the beautiful dulcet tones like Don Crickey. What the hell makes him so hot? All he did was say, do you believe in miracles? Yes. That was 20 freaking years ago. What's he done since then? Well, he's done a hell of a lot of Monday Night Football. He's gotten a whole lot of guys fired. In my business, which happens to be broadcasting, that guy is pretty much an a-hole. Here's a dude that gets people fired all the time. Who does he actually go and hang out with? Who does Al Michaels go and have a cocktail with? Who does he have a drink with? Who's his friends? Who are the people he doesn't put a shank in the back of? Huh? Is there anybody over there at ABC that can answer these questions? We got about 15 minutes before the end of the show. Dierdorf? Giff? Oh, he's a great guy. Yeah, I'm sure he's just a wonderful, fantastic dude. It's Al's show. Al's show blows, and Al's show's numbers are going in the toilet. Hey, Al, you're the reason why that whole thing is going in the tank, not Miller or any of those other guys. And if it was me, and it'll never be me, but if it was me, you wouldn't have a job anymore. Not that you wouldn't be able to go back to work for the Giants. It feels good. It's very liberating to say the things that I've always felt about Al Michaels. Maybe it's because I'm a spurned lover of his. You'll never know. Why do I care? No reason, other than the fact that the last bit we did was bombing, so I had to fill about 15 minutes. (laughs) 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go quickly to our helicopter, our news helicopter with Bob Bacon. And Bob, you've got some breaking news. This is the Phil Henry Show. Bob? They're celebrating why?
They just heard that Cats is closed, and finally they won't have to hear Memory again or any of those other songs. We did talk to a couple of people.
I really like the fact that it's not going to be on anymore because I did not want to hear that song, Memory. And I'm just tired. I'm sick to death of the whole Cat thing, and they can all go to hell. And I certainly do apologize. I don't want to offend anybody. But I think every cat, I wish they all got run over by a milk truck. I'm tired of those furball dancing queers. I hope every cat that I have ever known in my life gets caught under the wheels of a truck, a delivery van, or someone's car.
So there you have it, Phil. That was one comment from someone out in Rialto. As Cats has closed on Broadway, the street celebration right now has grown to about 2,000, and will probably continue. Everybody is very well behaved. Everyone just just feeling good. There's a lot of kissing and people hugging. Men are kissing each other and hugging each other. Shirts are coming off, shorts, pants. It's just a great celebration as people get naked here in Rialto because Cats has been closed on Broadway. This is Bob Bacon reporting from Rialto. There's a lot of people removing their pants for the Phil Henry Blues.
Okay, Bob. God, I hate the way you lock out with that whole news thing. So you just heard it. There is a spontaneous street celebration that just erupted there in Rialto. They just got, and word travels very slowly to Rialto, so they just got the word that Cats has closed on Broadway, and now everybody out there is happy. And can you blame them? Cats, which was on stage for 8 million years, people wanted you to go see it, and you kept making excuses why you had other things to do. Cats has now closed. Yes, that Cats, which was the show that everybody said, take your kids to see it. They'll really like it, especially for Christmas. Yes, that Cats closed, gone, over, goodbye, thank you. Memory. Okay, I got it already. I got it. Can I get a, just, was that a cat standing on a garbage can singing that? Memories of what? Better garbage that it ate out of? What? In other words, I got to identify with that. I had problems with it. I had problems with that. I had problems with Starlight Express. Wasn't that about rollerblading or something? Remember when all those shows were coming over from England and you just had to go see every one of them because all of your friends were getting tickets? I've seen Phantom of the Opera 16 times. Okay, fine. I get it. The guy's face is messed up. She goes off with the guy. The Phantom is dead. I got it. And Les Miserables. Has anybody learned how to pronounce the name of that show yet? Forget about how many people have gone to see it. Do you know how to pronounce it? And then what was that other one? Miss Saigon. Huh? What's that? Is that a Jap? Is that half white man? What is that? What's the other one that they had coming over here? Lion King? Well, Lion King I can get. You know, I mean, the kids dig it, you know. But Beauty and the Beast, I got to throw a 15-yard penalty on that thing, okay? Because that's almost half kid. But there are a lot of guys taking their girlfriends to see that. And then the one, the abomination of all that I hated more than anything, only because Mike Schaefer liked it, Tommy! What a pile. Hey, Townsend, you're a rock and roller, okay? What's up with you, and now all of a sudden you're mounting, and if you'll pardon the expression, mounting a Broadway production of Tommy. Pete Townsend's one of those guys that came out of the 60s, played a mean guitar, had a nice little rock and roll band, made a whole bunch of money selling albums. Well, now all of a sudden the guy is what? He's Chopin or Mozart or something? Get out of here with your crappy movie. And by the way, that Quadrophenia sucked too. I'm in a really great mood tonight, aren't I? I saw Quadrophenia, the movie actually wasn't bad. Well, it was okay. Actually, I saw it with a woman I hated, so the whole evening sucked. Plus, there were a lot of limeys in the crowd that night, and they're all going jazz when the guy was doing that Radio London bit. I hated all of it. No, theater's not for me, guys. Movies for me. Now, my wife wanted me to go see Rent, saw it, liked Neil Patrick Harris. He was great. The rest of it blew. And then we also went and saw that other pile of crap. What was it? Oh, Stomp. And then another one with a bunch of black guys tap dancing. Maria wanted to go out and see this thing. What was the name of the show? Tap or Dance Till You Drop or Go Black Man Go? I forget. But it was nothing. It was all black cast doing tap dancing. And I got up and walked out. I was offended. You know, I didn't like to see black people stereotyped that way. I was the only one who walked out, but at least, you know, I stood there. I stood my ground. Then I walked back in because I got bored out in the lobby. I smoked two cigarettes, went back in. That was enough for my boycott. I forget the name of the thing, Negroes on Parade. I don't know what, but it was really... And Maria's going, come on, you want to go down and see a whole bunch of black... What the hell was the name of the thing? Taps, I guess. Let's go down to the show. What are we going to see, honey? A bunch of black people tap dance. Bring on the noise, bring on the funk. That was it. God, was that boring. And then... I'm just kidding. That was okay. But, I mean, you know, you can't... How do you not get... You get a little... If you're white, you get nostalgic for those days, okay? So, you know, it was really good. And it was one time, as a white man, that I can sit there and actually revel in black folks tap dancing and not feel guilty about it. So that was a gift, too. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Hi, how are you?
Great. My favorite one is when Vernon Dozier was electrocuting the homosexual.
Yes, he was a preacher and had a change ministry. And he changed homosexuals in his ministry into straight guys by attaching electrodes to their testicles. Right.
When you play the tape of the homosexual voice before,
yes,
before the therapy, that's a Shakespearean actor.
Yeah, he was a pure Shakespearean actor going, yes, I love doing probably my favorite is Midsummer Night's Dream. And then the guy after he got it was talking like this. But hey, he's not gay anymore.
When he asked if he was a breast man or an ass man.
Yeah. Well, you know what inspired that? And it's really weird. We saw... Do you have the sound effect? Yeah, go ahead. Lay it on. There you go. You know what inspired that? We saw one of these change ministries, and one of the guys that supposedly used to be gay and is supposedly now straight, and the dude was not convincing. He's going, I love women. I just do. I love their breasts and their butts and their legs. I love chick sex. And you're going, Jesus, how sad, you know? Just go back to being gay, man. Anyway, thank you, sir. We like that one, too.
Phil Hendry.
This is Bob Bacon, and they're still dancing out here in Rialto.